Hi, thanks for calling back in. Were you able to speak with your brother?
Yeah, I'm going to just speak with him, but I have him right here.
Oh, you do? Oh, fantastic. I know he has
Yeah.
some questions. I'd be happy to answer those questions.
I did even better. But he told me what to ask, and I did ask. I did ask that, can we be first, second, and third? But you did ask a lot. You asked a lot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be on that first page. We can't tell you the percentage of time you're going to be on the first spot, second spot, or third spot. It is going to depend on the keyword search, and it's also going to depend on how well optimized your competitors are for that particular search. Our job, of course, is to have you popping up for every keyword and search phrase that anyone might type in when they're looking for someone who can provide your services and for you to be on that first page. But for specific keywords, specific search phrases, like I said, it's going to vary depending on the search phrase. I mean, even something like if someone types in home improvement contractor, and then they might even search later on that day and type in home improvement contractors with an S on it, that addition or the deletion of that S, even something so small as that, might change your placement, from 1 to 2 or from 2 to 1, right? So we can't tell you exactly,
Yeah.
the percentage of time
Well, I
that you're going to
understand
be
both
popping up
things,
in certain spots.
but between you and us, we will figure out how many words we can put, whatever we can pop.
Yeah, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. I mean, you want to be showing up for anything and everything that someone types in, and you will.
Correct.
Google is smart enough to know that, if you do home improvement and someone types in
Yeah, I
home
know. That's what they
improvement,
mean. Yeah.
yeah, or whatever it is, or if they type in
Yeah. They know
specific
what you
keyword,
mean. They
roof or
really know
roof
what you mean.
roofing. I mean, if someone types in misspellings, you're still going to get a result, right? So you're going to pop up for
Correct.
those searches. And you're not going to be limited. I know that you're doing,
Yeah.
mostly roofing, but anything and everything you want to be found for, we can make sure that you pop up.
Yeah. Great. All right. All right. So what's next now? How are we gonna? What are we gonna? How?
Well, I believe I've got all the information that I need. Well, I did want to verify, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to
Yeah.
call? Okay, so that's the
Yeah.
business
For
number
now. For
for now.
now.
Okay.
Yes. For now. Yeah. Then we change. Yeah.
And then it is also a good number for us to reach you, Mike, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
And then I want to have your brother's name on here as an authorized point of contact,
Tony.
meaning if we can't reach you,
Tony.
Tony. Okay, and
Tony.
Tony,
Yeah.
does Tony have a separate number for us to call?
Yes. Different number. 973.
Uh-huh.
735.
Okay.
8922.
8922. So I've got 973-735-8922. So if we're not able to reach you, we can call Tony. If Tony has any questions and wants to speak with us directly, we'll be able to speak with him. He'll be a fully authorized point of contact. Now, did you want us to promote Tony's number as well as a business number
No,
for
no,
customers to call?
no,
No.
no.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to clarify that would be just for us
Yeah,
to
no.
contact
Yeah.
as a secondary point of
Yeah.
contact. So we'll exclusively promote, for now anyway, the 2814 number. And then, of course, I know you're in Elmwood Park, but you service the surrounding communities. My real question is, there's not a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location. There is not a physical address that we would be promoting for the business
No.
online,
No,
right?
because we have to go and see jobs. So we
Obviously,
go to
yeah.
customer. Customer doesn't come
Yeah.
to us.
Yeah, your
Because they
service
say,
base,
if
you
you
go
need
out to the
bathroom, he's gonna
customer,
bring bathroom to me.
of course,
For
yeah,
example, like I need Google to fix bathroom, how can he bring bathroom to me?
right, and Google knows that most
Yeah.
service-based businesses are run from the home. I mean, exactly. You have to go out to the customer and do the work. So, even if you had an office where you did your paperwork, if you
Still,
don't
same
see
thing.
customers,
It's same
if you don't
thing.
see customers come to you, it's the same. Google doesn't want to list a physical address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So I do have all the information that I need. I've got a valid email address for us to use to contact you regarding your account. We use phone, text, and email, and it is usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get to you. Of course, for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your
And
records,
you have our website, right?
Correct. Yes, I do have your website here as well. And that's the website that we'll be promoting. Of course, we're not going to make any changes to the website. Our job is to simply make sure that that website is easier for people to find. And of course, I guess my question, when we contact you, I mean, like I said, if it's a longer piece of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those?
I have no preference.
Okay, all of those are fine. Perfect. Okay, and of course, donniesconstruction.com is the website. Now, what I would do is a couple of different things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview schedule. It's to make sure that we have all the information we need. We're going to verify information off of the website, information that I have. We'll want to know not only the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what is unique about your business. If you want to be branded, for example, as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing.
All of it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So we'll be able to create that content, not only talking about your services and your service area, but that information is what people will see when they search for you, and it's going to give them the reasons to call you. Now, we'll take care of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. What I'll do now, though, to secure the listing for Donnie's Home Improvement is to read a voice verification, as we are, in fact, Google Premier Partners. We're required to do this. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection so you know that it is that fixed flat rate month to month, that it's just the $199 is an exact amount. There is the one-time setup fee that I reduced all the way down to just $49. Of course, if you have a question, feel free to ask. Although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Donny's Home Improvement.
And that's exactly how I have that, D-O-N-N-Y apostrophe S, Home Improvement. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Agron Benakai, co-owner.
Okay, and then as the co-owner, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Agron, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, as you might imagine, I mean, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area are able to contact you directly, we do request that you will in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. So phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I'm calling my client and it goes to voicemail or it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not set up. If I'm calling the business line, that's a concern, not because I have to call them back. I mean, obviously I will. They're my client. But it's a concern because if I were a customer trying to call them and hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm much more likely just to call someone else than I would be to try and call back. So we don't want you to miss any opportunities. So, I mean, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angies and the Home Advisor. In fact, anything that is already online, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We certainly would not want you, though, to hire someone else for services that we are already providing for you, and equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So again, we're not saying you cannot hire somebody else. We're just saying if you hire someone else or know somebody creating content for your business online, or if you're planning on doing it yourself, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate for your business. That's fair enough, right?
That is fair enough. But yeah, I'm going to need also the Facebook and
correct,
all those social stuff. Social
yeah, we are going to create that content. That's a big part of what's going to put you on that first page. Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce,
yeah,
will create
yeah.
dozens and dozens of directories. And like I said, we'll do that for you, so we wouldn't want you to pay someone else to do it since we're already going to do it. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, again, reducing both the subscription cost and greatly reducing that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 7th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $248.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month at a further reduced rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, the service is offered at will, which means if at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request Agron to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Agron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I just have a question. When we put pause, I mean, even I don't pay for those pause days, am I correct?
That's a good question, yeah. So if you need to go on vacation or you get several big jobs or if you want to pause the service seasonally, you can do that. Just let us know. Everything is on pause, including the billing. So we're not going to charge you during that time. Now, we are not going to take anything down. But at the same time, we're not going to continue to update and optimize. And it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle downhill. You can stop pedaling. You're going to keep on going, but eventually you're going to slow down. So if it's on pause for 3 months or more, you'll slowly see your placement trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight. But like I said, once you're active again, we'll re-update and re-optimize and make sure you're right back where you were when you left off. But if it's just going to be like a pause for a month or something like that, or a month or two, it should not affect your placement significantly. But the important thing, like I said, is everything is on pause, including the billing, meaning we will not charge you during or after the fact for those months that you're paused.
I got it. Thank you so much. All right, let's start rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. So that first payment, is that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business
yes.
name, or both? Okay. And it's Agron, right? I know I've been calling you Mike for most
yes.
of these phone calls, your nickname, but it's Agron, A-G-R-O-N, and then any middle initial?
No.
First name, last name, V-I-N-A-K-A-J. You said that was a Visa card. I'm ready for that number when you are. If you want to read it four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4246-3152-7432-7186.
Okay. All right. And then the expiration month and year?
May 27.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
710.
Okay, so I've got 710 on the back and 05 or May of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 42-46-31-52-74-32-71-86?
Correct.
Okay. Now, is the billing address of that card 30 16th Avenue in Elmwood Park, 07407?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Our automated system will send that out to you. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will, in fact, be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just now go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive a link to that by direct text message. You may even receive the text before you receive the email.
I did already.
Okay. So, if you open up the invoice email, it's got the invoice below it. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It goes right to where the text message automatically opens up, which is Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
I see. Okay, I just opened your email.
Right.
Please click here to accept subscription. To click?
Correct, yeah. Click on the blue click here, and that opens up the link. So we're talking about the services, Google Business Profile Optimization. We will also update and mirror the same content on Bing, although it's only about 1 in 10 people that use Bing. That's still a lot of people, and we want you to have those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories, like I said, Yelp, Facebook, everything else. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So it is case sensitive and of course needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, do be careful to not copy a space either before it or after. But once you do have your name as it appears there right in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Now that does a couple of things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, and you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Is that what you see? Okay. So I can give you the username right now. There is not a password set up yet. In fact, you don't have to worry about trying to go that next step. Our automated system thinks you're trying to log into your tracking system. This is my.localsplash.com, the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, which is not yet active. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password and get into it, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. We have to, of course, do that client interview to get all the content before there is something for you to track. I can give you the username, though. It is your phone number. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The area code, though, is included.
Can you change the username right now?
Well, I can get it changed, but for ease of accessing your report down the road, we do almost always have the client's phone number as the username. I mean, I can change it if you like, but we keep it easy that way. If you email us, it's easy for us to access and for us to forward out the right information. It's also easy for you to remember 973-886-2814, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. Now, in the next day or so, once your client dashboard is active, once there's something for you to track, we will email and text out both that username and a default password. The password is just to allow you to get into your account. You can change it as much as you like. Some people never change it, and that's really up to you. But the only other order of business is then to schedule that follow-up call with our technician so we can get the information that we need for your tracking system. We are booked out for the 6 o'clock hour. Of course, 5 o'clock is already in progress. We would be looking tomorrow. We could do as early as...
What's your name again?
My name is Paul. So the client interview, that can be with either of you or both of you, so you or Tony can do the client interview. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes, although we schedule by the hour. And again, like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer, but we are going to want to, you know, talk to you about some of those things that were pretty important for us to brand your business, but also some of them are absolutely necessary for us to have on file as well for everything to be Google compliant. Now, I can get you in as early as 11 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 6. The 6 o'clock is available for tomorrow, but just not today. Did you want something early day, midday, or towards the end of the day?
At the end of the day. Can we have 5 o'clock tomorrow or 6?
5 o'clock would be perfect. We'll schedule it from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's a one-hour window, and the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So it will get to you maybe just a few minutes after the beginning of the hour and then get you off the phone about a half hour later, kind of close to the bottom of that hour. You'll receive a reminder email at 4. Our automated system will send that reminder email out an hour prior. And I'm sending you also right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. And again, support@localsplash.com, that is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll forward it to the right department. Please do just reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. And then tomorrow when they do that client interview, they're going to get you some information and, of course, get a lot of information from you. One of the things they'll provide is simply the photos@localsplash.com email to email the photos team directly if you choose. So if you want to write that down, the photos department is photos@localsplash.com. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team, our technician department, will give you that follow-up call tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. I do have both you and Tony on here as authorized points of contact. And then I've also got your preferred name is Mike. I mean, that's how I've been addressing you from the beginning and what you told Tara initially. Agron, do you prefer that we address you as Mike, or does it matter?
Yeah. It doesn't even matter, whatever.
Doesn't even matter. Okay.
It doesn't even matter, yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. And like I said, that client interview is scheduled for 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much as well. You take care.
And I have another question. When should we see some activity?
So it does happen very quickly. Obviously, it is a month-to-month service. You already have a website, so we don't have to create a website. It will take us about 3 or 4 business days for us to create the content to get you found online. At that point, you will have a tracking system to start accessing your tracking and see exactly where the work is coming from and how much work you're getting.
All right.
Okay. Pleasure speaking with you. You guys have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Agron. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now. Bye.